Kim of Kimberly Faith Jewelry Boutique started her business as a creative outlet. She learned many of her jewelry making skills back in high school. Here's the conversation with Kim.
Tell me a little bit about your business. What is it and how did you get started?
About July of last year. We've only been making studs since then, but I've been making dangles since high school. There was an art class, I think it was grade 11 or grade 12, something like that. And we were making dangles. And it just kind of progressed from there, sort of thing. And then sometime this summer, my best friend was just like, hey, you should sell those. And I was like, all right, here we go. So that's kind of how we happened.
What inspires you to create jewelry and to keep creating jewelry?
Sure, absolutely. So we've always been super into jewelry. I have about 4 holes in each ear. So I've always worn earrings. We also wear rings and that sort of thing. We just, I don't know, it's something girly, it's something icy, like icing on a cake that you can add. Like that's kind of how I look at jewelry in a sense. So just the ability to be able to wear something that isn't going to cost me like an arm and a leg, that's not going to make my ears swell and burn and hurt. And I knew that like I wasn't going to be the only person in the entire world with these problems. And like ever since we started, there's been so many friends who've come out of the woodworks and like purchased from us, and like so many people who also have allergies and sensitivities. So that's kind of just what keeps us going. And like we do have a design background, so like, we do keep up with the trends and that sort of thing that's coming. And we kind of just, I don't know, find our own little niche and jump in and keep going.
I saw on your Instagram that you're releasing a new spring collection in a few days. What has the process been like creating this collection, and what can we expect from this release?
Sure. So I actually just got like a whole bunch of new fabrics in, and they're very floral, they're upbeat, they're exciting, that sort of thing. So a lot of our studs, we do carry a lot of floral prints. It's just one of those things that makes us feel good.
What challenges have you faced with being a small business?
Oh my God. Okay. The biggest thing lately has been shipping. We don't necessarily track our shipments. We can typically track send everything out oversized untracked letter mail. So it keeps shipping at a minimum. There is the small, and I mean small, chance that something might get lost in the mail. And unfortunately, those sort of things do happen. However, with delays and et cetera, with Canada Post and just with the pandemic looking like it's Christmas all the time, with just the amount of deliveries that come in and go out, et cetera, et cetera. Probably been our biggest challenge, and just other customers just wondering where their packages are, et cetera.
How has COVID-19 impacted your business?
Besides the shipping delays, I don't really think it has. So we started our business mid to end of July, and we got like a really good response rate from close friends, from friends we haven't talked to complete strangers. So it's just been a really good experience. It's kind of kept us busy, which has been nice as well. A little busier now than I'd like it to be, but I'm totally not against that. So besides the shipping, I don't really think it's impacted us too much.
And then my final question is, what do you see for the future of your business?
I don't know yet. We have gotten our earrings and our jewelry into a couple local shops. So I do hope to be able to put our business into more little shops and see where that goes. But it's definitely just more or less a hobby for us, something that we just like to do. I do work full time within the real estate business as well as within the design business. So we are quite busy as is, but it was more or less just a sort of side gig sort of thing, just a way to express even more creativity into the world. And it's something fun. We like to do it.
Sierra Ann Conville for CHUO.